Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the U.S. economy added over 200,000 jobs last month, drawing claims that we are finally turning a corner. The unemployment rate had dipped below 9%, where it hovered for a long time, but there are still people out there having a harder time than others finding work. So right now we're going to talk to an organization's leaders, an organization you've probably never heard of, but which has helped thousands of people with disabilities and other barriers to employment find jobs in our region for over 75 years. The nonprofit FedCap was founded in 1935, and they partner with public and private agencies to train and place returning veterans, the formerly incarcerated, and at-risk youth in good jobs. They just opened up their Bronx headquarters in Hunts Point, and joining me now to talk about their work in this economy and the people they serve are Christine McMahon, the president and CEO of FedCap, and Philip Caprio, Jr., president for the Atlantic region of ISS Facility Services, Inc., one of FedCap's longtime partners. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christine, you just opened up a Bronx headquarters in Hunts Point, as I said. Tell me about the people who walk through your doors on any given day.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, we've been around for 75 years, and the profile of people we've served have changed over those many years. And today, the majority of people that we are serving are, in particular from the Bronx, people who have found themselves in, you know, just unfortunate situations, children exiting into adulthood from our child welfare system, certainly returning service members, people who have been incarcerated and are trying to sort of get a soft landing back in the community, other kinds of barriers generally related to poverty, for example.
Talk more about one of those groups that you just mentioned that I understand you've turned your focus toward to some degree, and this is even a debate in the congressional budget showdown right now, the fate of returning veterans.
Yeah, well, the Iraqi and Afghanistan returning veterans in particular have come back in some of our nation's most, untenuous economic conditions. And a number of them across this country are finding it very, very difficult to find adequate employment. Some of them left unemployed, obviously, and so they're coming back unemployed. There are laws protecting service members who left employed, but what we're finding is that an increasing number of people had left unemployed and maybe even chose deployment as a possible income earner.
Do you get federal funding? Because I know one of the Democrats over the weekend in this, budget possible federal government shutdown showdown said, yeah, we want to balance the budget, but not on the backs of our most vulnerable people like homeless veterans and kids in Head Start. So does that trickle down to your organization?
Oh, absolutely. And in a number of ways, let's not forget our federal government is a large employer, and they're a large employer of all kinds of people on the economic ladder. So number of people cleaning facilities, for example, across the nation are going to be affected by these kinds of talks. So absolutely.
Phil Caprio, you run ISS Facility Services in this region, and your company has been a partner of FedCap for over 10 years. You're a private employer that offers jobs to some of their clients?
Correct. We're a global corporation, actually. We employ about 500,000 people around the world. We've been partnering with FedCap for almost 10 years now, and we have a lot of private sector clients in this area. We have several thousand employees in the New York metro area, and everything from cleaning buildings to mechanical maintenance to security services. And this is a cause that's important to FedCap and important to us. And, we're working together trying to get the vets jobs within the private sector.
And considering the various populations that FedCap serves, I would imagine it would be easy for a private employer to look and roll their eyes and say, oh, at-risk youth, young people from messed up homes, oh, the formerly incarcerated, I don't want to touch those people with a 10-foot pole, and run the other way. Why do you go with them?
I would say one of the main reasons is, coming through the FedCap program, FedCap works closely with these individuals to get them back into the workforce in a productive manner, and we've had nothing but success. And being able to point out to clients the specific success stories, has also worked.
You want to tell me one?
Sure. You know, you look at the work that we do together at the federal buildings in Newark. We're a subcontractor there. Our mechanics work side by side with FedCap employees, and also within the New York metro area. You know, we have a lot of programs for summer help for, you know, employees going on vacation. We bring in summer relief, and we've been able to put a lot of FedCap workers to work during the summer in these programs, you know, as the first step towards a full-time job.
And really partnering with for-profit companies in our community, you know, as a not-for-profit, I would say, you know, you couldn't describe a more win-win situation in that working alone, you know, we're limited into the kinds of contracts and work opportunities that we could, you know, put forth for some of our population. Working with a group like Phil's, you know, it really opens a wide range of opportunities, and not just for temporary help, but also for laddering. I mean, you know, once you put a veteran or young person on a job, you know, just knowing that there's an opportunity for that not to be their last stop, that there's commitment from the profitable company to really make a long-term sort of laddering kind of opportunity for folks.
Christine, how long have you been with FedCap?
I've been with FedCap 2 years in February.
I'm curious if there's an institutional perspective that you're familiar with on how today compares to any other time that, you know, FedCap has served people in our economy. I mean, the organization has existed since 1935, but there are all kinds of downturns. There's a downturn that started after 2001, after those scandals and after 9/11. You know, there were economic downturns in the 80s and the 90s, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Does today's have a particular character that you can put into words?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think we've just become more complex. And so for that reason, this type of downturn, I think it's been just a wider range of problems. We're finding that people who were in government jobs in some of the previous downturns maybe weren't as affected. And here we are, you know, today looking at all sectors of our economy having issues in ways that affect not just the poor, but the middle class and, you know, in some of the higher levels of our economy. And I don't recall that being the case, you know, in years past. And so we have a lot of funneling going on where we haven't seen that in the past.
And I mentioned the jobs numbers, which were just released on Friday. President Obama claimed that we're turning a corner, though there's a long way to go. He certainly acknowledges, with another 200,000+ jobs added, mostly in the private sector, as the public sector actually shrinks. But the unemployment rate for blacks is at over 15%, over 11% for Latinos. Why is the unemployment rate higher in those communities in New York? Because I'm sure that's many of your clients.
Yeah, it is. And again, let me add to that, you know, the veteran population is approaching 11% as well, and that's actually down from 15%. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even sure if some of these gains in these populations are just a result of people who have given up looking, or are there truly some job openings for this population? And I think for a number of reasons. One, as I mentioned before, I think we have a funneling system going on where, you know, it's not uncommon to hear, you know, an entry-level position is now attracting, you know, bachelor-level people where before a high school diploma might have sufficed. And so I think we're seeing a tremendous amount of funneling going on in the economy.
And Phil, from the vantage point of your business, are you seeing recovery? How do you measure it? How does it touch your business? How do you say, aha, this is an indication that things are still stagnating or actually getting better?
Sure. On one hand, you know, we're lucky in the sense that the services we provide, take cleaning, for example, it's recession-proof in a sense that you always need a commercial office building clean. But where we saw the hit was, you know, extra project work, extra spend, new office space. We do a lot of furniture installation for new office space. You know, that business shrunk down to almost nothing. And right now, I think corporations are still very cautious. They're still holding on to their cash. They're not spending freely yet. Maybe it's starting to trickle in now, but, you know, I don't see the floodgates opening as of yet. So our base business is relatively secure, but it's the extra spend and the extra project work that we don't see happening right now.
If there are business owners listening right now who may be interested by this conversation, how do you become one of FedCap's partners? Recruit your colleagues in business. All right, Christine, you want to do that? Just how people get in touch?
Absolutely. First of all, if you are a business and you are interested in participating in what we call socially responsible outsourcing, which is an opportunity to really participate with a not-for-profit in your community who's willing to bridge the gap between some of our community's most vulnerable and the work that you need to get done, we'd ask you to call FedCap at 212-727-4320. And let me just say that, you know, we provide a remarkable service in a variety of areas, and our main goal and focus in doing so is to really bridge the training, education, and transition into, you know, the for-profit corporate world, which is, you know, at the end of the day, what it takes to raise a family and you know, participate in our community the way we all take for granted, perhaps.
All right. Christine McMahon, President and CEO of FedCap. Philip Caprio, President for the Atlantic Region of ISS Facility Services, one of FedCap's longtime partners. Thank you both for your work and for coming in. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.